Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hello, hello. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. I'm so glad you're here today because I want to talk to you about a place that is near and dear to me. And I know it is near and dear to some of my listeners, and some of you don't have a ton of experience with it. Well, what I want to talk about is Trader Joe's. There are a fair amount of you here who aren't Trader Joe's shoppers for one reason or another. Maybe it's because of location. You just simply don't have one close to you. And I lived much of my adult life not being close to a Trader Joe's. Or maybe it's because you like to do all of your shopping at one store, and that one store needs to be a place where you know you can get everything, and Trader Joe's is not that store. So it just doesn't make sense for your meal planning or your shopping routine. I get it. In theory, this is how I would prefer to operate, one-stop shopping, but I don't. I make an exception for Trader Joe's, and I want to chat a little bit about why. So we all know grocery shopping can be a stressful and time-consuming experience, and quite frankly, many of us dread it. That's one of the reasons I'm a huge fan of online grocery shopping, which, let's point out, Trader Joe's does not offer. And I still make an exception to go there, which makes this conversation even more interesting. But the reason that traditional grocery shopping is annoying is because you have to navigate the crowded aisles. You've got to scan the shelf to find the certain brand you're looking for. And then you're comparing prices between two brands. And then you got to wait in the checkout lines or determine, am I going to do self-checkout? It's just an exhausting process and, quite frankly, an unpleasant experience. Especially if you've got a toddler with you. I digress. But at Trader Joe's, it honestly feels different. I genuinely get a rush of dopamine every time I enter a Trader Joe's store. And you should all know, this isn't sponsored in any capacity by Trader Joe's. For some reason, Trader Joe's just doesn't have that dreaded ugh factor associated with it like a big grocery store can have. Maybe it all comes down to the well-priced, affordable, fresh flowers that greet you every time you walk in. If you've been in a Trader Joe's, you know what I'm talking about. Best flowers ever. But instead, I find perusing the aisles at Trader Joe's to be a pleasant and even relaxing experience, truly. Like, I love it. I absolutely love it. But as it turns out, Trader Joe's isn't as stressful because it delivers a much simpler shopping experience. One of the main reasons shopping for groceries can be so stressful is it comes from this idea that the task involves having to make so many choices, so many decisions. As we've talked about, grocery stores will carry multiple brands of the same item. So then you have to make all these decisions about what you actually are going to put in your cart. And having too many options can actually take a mental toll on you for many reasons. It's called decision fatigue. And then we spend so much time analyzing which choice to make, and then we potentially regret the choice we make. It's a whole thing. In fact, it's one of the reasons I created Recipe Club, is because I found that when I was going to meal plan every week, you know, I scratch the surface of looking for recipes and I instantly become overwhelmed by so many choices. And what I wanted to do in creating Recipe Club was create a curated recipe resource for you where I've done all of the hard work and I have pulled together the recipes that my members want that are simple, ideal for weeknights. And so you don't have to do all of that. But what's interesting about Trader Joe's is that they only carry their brand of products. And the lack of selection reduces the number of decisions that you have to make while you're shopping. But rather having to spend all this time and energy sifting through multiple different brands to find the one that provides the best quality and price, I simply just put the Trader Joe's product in the cart and I move on. And there's something so freeing and so nice about that. And we can't exit this conversation without talking about the pleasant, helpful staff who are almost always decked in cheerful Hawaiian shirts. And I think that that contributes to a better shopping experience as well. I gotta say, when I moved from New York City to Portland, Oregon, we moved really close to a Trader Joe's. We were like 5 minutes from a Trader Joe's, so I was there often. And initially, I found it jarring that I would get up to the checkout counter and the person checking me out would look me in the eyes and ask me how my day was going. And then I was just at Trader Joe's yesterday and I, you know, had something that I'd purchased, which we're actually going to talk about. And the guy was like, oh, these are the best, but have you tried these other ones? They're also pretty good. And we have conversations about, you know, the best things they sell there. It's so awesome. It's just a really nice environment. They give my kids stickers. And I don't know, if you're actually in a better mood when you're finishing your weekly shopping at Trader Joe's, you know that the store is onto something. Whether it's the fact that they've designed it to help reduce stress, who knows? And those low prices don't hurt either, because you really can't beat some of the pricing at Trader Joe's. So we're going to get into this a little bit more. What I want to do on the back half of the podcast is talk you through my favorite items that I rely on during the summer months from Trader Joe's. So especially if you are a Trader Joe's shopper, you'll want to listen to that. And maybe you've never been to a Trader Joe's. Maybe you've got one 20 minutes away, and maybe this is just the thing you need to make an effort to take the trek to a Trader Joe's. It's life-changing. Anyways, okay, you are here for meal plan ideas, and that is what I intend to give you. Let's jump in to this week. So first up, very exciting. Recipe Club launched this week for July. 5 recipes that were voted on by our club members that you need to make mealtime feel more manageable. And I was so happy to see this one selected: Mexican street corn elotes bowls. And I'm guessing many of you have had elotes before. It's typically grilled corn that has got like a mayo, sour cream, chili, lime situation going on. And it's so yummy. And dare I say, even more delicious and easier to eat when it is in bowl form. And that's what it is here. I am such a fan of containing dinner in one bowl. I'm telling you, I want to pull together a campaign to replace the dinner plate with the dinner bowl. Something about eating out of a bowl is just so nice. But this is a great recipe. It's got quinoa, it's got the corn, it's got a really delicious dressing on it, black beans, some avocado, and it's just a really nice, hearty dinner that feels so summery. And I highly recommend grilling the corn. If you don't have access to a grill, you can follow the tip that I've shared on Instagram to grill your corn over your gas stovetop. It does an amazing job. I don't have a grill here at my studio, so that's how I do it here. And you can get great color and really help to caramelize those sugars and get that deep flavor. It's awesome. If you are a Recipe Club member, I highly recommend making the elotes bowls this week. They also would be awesome for any summer barbecues or picnics, things like that. If you're not a Recipe Club member, we'd love to have you. All right, a recipe you can find on my website is my creamy spinach artichoke pantry pasta that I'm going to make this week. I love a pantry pasta, meaning that I've always got everything on hand to make it. It is hearty, delicious. It's like if you like spinach artichoke dip, You're going to like this. It's basically spinach artichoke dip meets a simple skillet pasta dish. My kids go crazy for it. And it's really, really yummy. Light, bright. There's some lemon in there and it's just yummy. Finally, a 5-ingredient recipe for you. One that I shared on my 5-ingredient Friday series on Instagram. 5-ingredient barbecue pork sliders. And these are a Costco-friendly recipe. You can pick up all of these ingredients really easily at Costco, but you can also pick up these ingredients elsewhere. I use Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. I always love a shortcut ingredient, and that just happens to be my favorite barbecue sauce. Costco sells a really delicious pre-smoked shredded pork that is next level. In fact, I had a couple people comment when I posted the recipe, like, I'm never smoking meat again after this because there's so much flavor. I wouldn't go that far, but it's really good. And then you use these Hawaiian rolls and you use a little slaw and some pickles on the top, and you've got a really delicious, simple dinner. So those are your three recipes for the week. The elotes bowls from Recipe Club, the creamy spinach artichoke pantry pasta, a recipe you can find on my website, and my 5-ingredient barbecue pork sliders that are Costco friendly, which you can find on Instagram. All right. I'm so excited to continue talking about Trader Joe's, specifically through the lens of summer. I want to share everything I'm buying this summer to make my life a little bit easier. So we've covered why I love the simple shopping experience at Trader Joe's, but now I want to talk about how I'm best utilizing the store right now. When summertime is crazy and wonderful, but there's a lot of moving parts, there's a lot of activities, there's a lot of vacations happening, so we want anything we can get our hands on to make dinner feel a bit easier. So I thought I would just go through some of the primary ingredients I buy consistently throughout the summer months to help me get dinner on the table. First of all, and it's funny, I'm gonna almost like visually walk myself through the store. There's a couple meals at Trader Joe's where if you blindfolded me when I walked into the store and said, Kelsey, go buy everything for the chili lime tacos, I could do it. I could do it blindfolded because I've done it so many times. All right, but let's talk about their salad kits, because this is one of the first places I hit when I walk into Trader Joe's. I walk past the beautiful flowers and I go to the produce section, and they've got some great salad kits. This is a new one to me, and I normally would not have bought this had it not come from a recommendation from a friend, but they have a vegan ranch crunch salad kit that is out of this world. So I picked this up, and the flavor in this salad kit is super, super delicious. So if you have not bought it, vegan or not, I highly recommend it. And the reason I love a salad kit so much, it can serve two purposes at dinner. It can either be your foundation for building dinner, turning something into a grain bowl, or it can be a supporting player to dinner. So let's talk about this a little bit more. So let's say we're going to make a grain bowl, and I'm typically doing grain bowls at least once a week for my family. First of all, it's great because I can deconstruct them for my kids. So I can put the grains in one compartment, then I can put the fresh veggies or fruit, and then the protein, and it works out really easily. It's also the thing that I tend to make for myself if my kids are having dino nuggets for dinner, because yes, my children have dino nuggets for dinner too, and they have frozen taquitos and frozen pizzas just like all normal children do. And so when that's the case and I don't want dino nuggets for dinner, I can pull together a grain bowl really easily for myself, and that makes me very happy. So let's say we're going to take this vegan ranch crunch salad kit and we're going to turn it into a grain bowl. I may sound like a broken record because this is another favorite item. When I go to Trader Joe's, I probably buy 5 of these at once because they are under $2, and it is the 10-minute quick cooking farro. Now, I didn't have a ton of experience with farro a couple of years ago, but it is like this delicious whole grain that is nutty and chewy, and it is just, it's so good. Also, my kids love it. It cooks so quickly, it's hard to screw it up. I feel like rice can be maybe a bit more finicky for people, and it doesn't clump together. Like, it's just awesome. I love it. It comes in a blue package, and all of these things will be linked in our show notes on my website. But if you are someone who wants to get in the habit of making regular grain bowls, I can't recommend it enough. It's really, really good. So I would add some farro, to my salad kit. Then I would add in a bunch of veggies. I would probably add something crunchy on top and then some sort of protein. Now, I don't want to give you too many recommendations because of what we just talked about, decision fatigue. So I'm trying to pick a favorite in each category. So those are my two favorites in those categories. Let's move on to the grill because summer is all about grilling, right? And there are a handful of pre-marinated proteins at Trader Joe's, and I have tried many of them. And to me, there's a clear winner. There's one that stands out amongst the rest, and it is the Santa Maria tri-tip. It is super yummy, great for a Sunday dinner. And what I like about a tri-tip is it is best on the grill. It doesn't take very long to cook. You slice it thin against the grain, and it's really simple to serve with either like baked potatoes or oven roasted cut potatoes and salad. So you could take your salad mix and serve it alongside your Santa Maria tri-tip and maybe some corn on the cob, and you have got a delicious dinner. Oh, watermelon. I want to add watermelon to that plate too. Let's move on to frozen pizzas. And it is a burrata, prosciutto, and arugula flatbread, and it is delicious. I have been buying and eating this for years, whether it be for lunch or a dinner. Like, it's so good. I make it in my toaster oven too, so I don't have to turn my oven on and heat up the whole house, but it's really tasty. And I particularly like it when I drizzle it with the balsamic glaze that you can get at Trader Joe's. It gives just a little bit of sweetness, and boy, oh boy, is it delicious. So I highly recommend that from the frozen foods aisle. Let's stay in the frozen foods aisle, but let's talk about dessert. Let's talk about a frozen treat. Now, there are some great frozen treats at Trader Joe's, but no question, one reigns supreme, and that is the Sublime Ice Cream Sandwiches. And they come in they're kind of like a pink box that's a square. If you're concerned about controlling yourself, I like to cut them in half. And only eat half at a time because they're pretty rich and they're pretty big. The biggest problem I have with buying these is that my kids will eat them so fast. So I have to hide them from my kids, which sometimes I do in a bag of frozen vegetables. I am not above that. But the Sublime ice cream sandwiches, like let's say you're having people over. Maybe you're doing pizza night with friends on Friday and you were tasked to bring something for dessert to share. Pick up a couple of boxes of these ice cream sandwiches. Like, if people have not had them, they will be shocked. They are like chocolate chip cookies, soft though. They're not too hard. They're soft. The vanilla ice cream in the center, and then around it, there's mini chocolate chips. But something about them is it just hits the spot. They are so good. I have a good friend from New York who I'll never forget her saying that every day of her pregnancy, she ate one. And I love that about her. And I totally understand why. And she deserved every single one of those because they are so good. All right, let's leave the frozen foods aisle and head over to the snacks. I love these chips called chips in a pickle, and they are dill pickle flavored chips, and they are delicious. And I gotta say that I think the chip selection at Trader Joe's actually isn't that great. Like, I don't buy very many chips at Trader Joe's. But I do buy these because to me, like, if you want a salty snack when it's hot outside, these cannot be meat. They are so, so good. So chips in a pickle, they're in a green bag. And then we're going to swing through the bakery aisle before we head to checkout. And we're going to talk about this thing I've been making the past couple of weeks that it's dangerous because it's so good. But Trader Joe's sells these vanilla bean scones. Comes 4 to a pack, and they are the perfect base for making like a berry shortcake. So I actually did a 5-ingredient Friday of this because I thought it was a perfect dessert for 4th of July. But if you take the vanilla scones with fresh berries, and then you can do just regular whipped cream, or you can take a little mascarpone cheese, which you can get at Trader Joe's, a little lemon curd, and a little heavy cream, and you whip it all together, and you've got like this lemon cream, knock your socks off good. Like, so restaurant worthy good. All right, you guys, those are a couple of things that I am picking up almost every time I go to Trader Joe's during the summer months. They are so good. I'd actually love to hear from you about what your must-have summer items are from Trader Joe's. And maybe we've inspired someone here to go and check out the nearest Trader Joe's, even if it's far away, or maybe when you're on vacation, swing by one. It's a unique shopping experience. I love it. And it really just makes my life easier when it comes to making dinner for my family. And for that, I am very grateful. All right. Thanks so much, you guys, for listening this week. I hope that this has been helpful to you. You know what's helpful to me? When you leave reviews, like beyond helpful. We have almost reached, are you ready for this? 100 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. I can't even believe that. This is our 25th episode. And to think that 100 of you who listen have taken the time to leave me a review, I just wish I could throw my arms around you, hug you, and say thank you. Like, it's so kind. It means the world to me. If you haven't left a review yet, I invite you to do so. Or maybe share on Instagram. That would be another great way to support me and the podcast so that other people who have a hard time coming up with dinner ideas can find the podcast and be a bit inspired. All right, stay cool this week. Enjoy the summer, and we will see you right here 1 week from now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.